Welcome to the Sage Parnassus Podcast, peaceful guidance for your Charlotte Mason homeschool and life, with me, Nancy Kelly, from Sage Parnassus. I'm so glad you're here. In this inaugural podcast, I will tell you about myself and my experience, the stories behind my blog, and my plans for this new show. Charlotte Mason said, "The function of education is not to give technical skill, but to develop a person. The more of a person, the better the work of whatever kind." That's from Volume 6, Towards a Philosophy of Education, page 147. And it's a favorite quote of mine. It's something that we're going to explore in this podcast, and I hope you'll join me. So let me tell you a little bit about me. Around 25 years ago, I began this path of homeschooling with the Charlotte Mason method. About 10 years ago, I started my blog, Sage Parnassus. And during the course of all that, I've helped thousands of families understand and apply the philosophy of Charlotte Mason in their homes. Peace and joy are, or should be, present in our homeschools, and this is an area I love to help with. Four of my six children have graduated from our Charlotte Mason homeschool. My husband Kent and I have been married for 32 years and are currently homeschooling the two youngest. We live in the southwest corner of Minnesota, which is, by the way, Laura Ingalls Wilder country. We live in a 125-year-old Victorian house, with my favorite room being the wraparound porch. The glorious books I've collected over the past three decades adorn every room of all three floors. You should stop by sometime. I have started and served our local Charlotte Mason community through book discussion groups, teacher training sessions, our groundbreaking Truth, Beauty, Goodness community, which is our co-op, which has been going strong for 11 years, the Living Education Retreat, which is in its 14th year of fidelity to the Charlotte Mason philosophy. I've served on Charlotte Mason boards, advisories, spoken in three countries, including in England, where I was privileged to address former Parents Union School students, all now in their 80s, and from whom I learned some interesting things, which I will be sharing in the future. So you've heard some of my biographical information, and now I'd like to give you some of the backstory from my blog. One of the questions that I get quite often is, why Sage Parnassus? Why did you name your blog that? What does it even mean? Well, years ago, when I only had two little boys at home, I was filling out some paperwork and I had to write down a name for our homeschool. So the boys chose the word sage because we were painting our home at the time, and strangers would knock on our door and ask what color we had painted the house. The shade of green was called sage, so that word was fresh in their minds. And then one of them suggested Parnassus, because that was the name of Amy and Laurie's house and school in Louisa May Alcott's book, Joe's Boys, which we were reading aloud at the time. So they took the words sage and Parnassus and put them together, and we thought that sounded rather nice. It worked for me because the book Parnassus on Wheels by Christopher Morley is a favorite, fun read about a mobile bookseller. And also, I knew that Parnassus generally refers to the home of poetry, literature, and learning, due to the fact that Parnassus in Greek mythology was a mountain in Greece where the muses resided. So that's where the name Sage Parnassus comes from. If you go to my blog, you will see in my logo a flowering plant. I use this plant in a lot of my newsletters and different things. I chose for my logo to feature the humble reed or rush. This plant grows in Ambleside, and it is the symbol that the graduates of Miss Mason's Teacher Training College chose to place on their badges, as well as naming their alumni periodical after it, Luemile Pianta, which means the humble plant. The rush is a symbol of humility, and Charlotte placed great emphasis on humility for all parents and teachers. She said that the rush could bend to every wind, never breaking, however bent. This reminds me to listen for and to consider every trend of educational thought while holding fast to the principles of Charlotte Mason. I love to dig deeper and expand on this in my talk, The Way of the Teacher. Now I would like to tell you what you can expect from this podcast. First of all, are the reasons that this podcast will exist. I've been asked for many years now to please turn my writing into audio, and so that is what I will be doing. I will be introducing each post with a fresh, reflective foreword, setting up the post, and sharing notes about what I wrote both recently as well as long ago. There is a healthy dialogue to be had when we revisit past writings and see if they still apply in the same way or not. Then I will read the blog post. And obviously, this is a different medium that will allow many more to access the content. A few friends have shared with me how they enjoy reading through my posts, some from beginning to end, and they love the big picture of Charlotte Mason and sense of peace that it brings to them. For some, this will be an easier way to accomplish that. I hope that you will find this podcast a help in your day-to-day application of the Charlotte Mason method. The podcast will be released on Thursdays and every other week to begin with. They will be relatively short, from 10 to 20 minutes long. There will be bonus content on the podcast that isn't present on the blog, and eventually you might find some special friends joining me on this journey. I would love your ideas and feedback on this new endeavor, as well as your prayers. To send me a note, just go to my blog, sageparnassus.com. And if you enjoyed this podcast and are looking forward to future shows, please leave a rating or review on iTunes, as well as spreading the word among your friends. Thank you so much for joining me on this, my first podcast for Sage Parnassus. I would love to leave you with a beautiful prayer by Christina Rossetti. It is my prayer as a teacher and parent. Lord Jesus, merciful and patient, grant us grace, we beseech thee, ever to teach in a teachable spirit, learning along with those we teach, and learning from them whenever thou so pleasest, that we and they may all be taught of God.